Wow, it's another outside the box, finding different tools to fix our conflicts. Today's topic is responding to terrorism. Quote, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, end quote. It might have been Mark Twain who said that, or psychologist Abraham Maslow. It doesn't really matter. The point is, in the case of U.S. foreign affairs, our one large hammer is our military, so we use it to address all problems, whether it works or not. A previous Outside the Box talked about so-called terrorism and how, almost exclusively, we use military force to try to defeat groups like Al-Qaeda or ISIS, and how monumentally unsuccessful we've been in the so-called war on terror. Well, what can we do instead, you might wonder. I'm glad you asked. It's time to get creative, which isn't hard if we're looking for any option besides the hammer. And as noted in the last Outside the Box, retaliating with military violence will play into the hands of the opposing group. A crucial first step in dealing with any so-called terrorist is acknowledging that their complaints have some legitimacy. If we take an absolutist position that we're all in the right and they're all in the wrong, we'll never resolve the problem. Like us, opponents think their only hammer is the guerrilla tactic of violence. However, if a nonviolent approach will work better, they will certainly try that instead. Their goal is to change the status quo, reduce their feeling of powerlessness, or end a perceived injustice caused by the U.S. or another government. It's not to create death and destruction for its own sake. We can respond with, we're so glad you brought this problem to our attention. We agree that there's an injustice. We're going to stop it. Then some of the violence might end. Unfortunately, it's rarely that simple or easily resolved. An expected response is retaliation. If instead we invite the so-called terrorists to the table to discuss their grievances, we may be able to address and resolve them with little additional bloodshed. This changes opponents from freedom fighters to negotiators. Another approach is that we can agree with the ends of so-called terrorists, but not the means. Instead of differentiating between good and bad fighters, we can condemn all terrorism, whether by enemies, allies, or ourselves. If our priority is human rights and an end to human suffering, not good versus bad terrorism, we can discourage the temptation to seek revenge from previous attacks. A different approach is to reduce and eliminate all funding and weapons going to any of the participants. In the case of Syria, that includes ISIS, the Syrian government, opposition rebels, Al-Qaeda, and Kurdish groups. Cutting off the weapon supply should at least reduce the killing, since most victims are civilians. Exposing the illegitimacy of the so-called terrorists and their reasons for violence can cut off their supply of new recruits. Few want to join a movement against a country respected for its policies. That makes them nothing more than criminals. Also, there are civil resistance groups that can be supported. With 2020 hindsight, we might have prevented the bloodbath in Syria. If the nonviolent movement that was part of the 2011 Arab Spring had gotten much more enthusiastic support, and the hotheads that began a shooting war had been denied arms and ammunition, we eventually might have had a successful nonviolent revolution instead of the current chaos. And there are more long-term strategies. What are the roots of the terror attacks? Can we change the behaviors that cause the anger and violence? Can we reduce the economic and social inequality that are the root causes of many of these attacks? Ending the arms trade that allows weapons to fall in the hands of so-called terrorists would reduce the chance for an incident. So would an end to vigilante use of drones for assassinations. So let's divest ourselves of our hammers and find other responses to acts deemed to be terrorism. Do you believe these strategies would be more effective in responding to acts of so-called terrorism? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping our government will at least try some of these.